If you saw the story yesterday at the White House during a press conference, a mouse got loose. It looked a lot like the ticket mouse. George, if you want to reach down to the floorboard and open the little mouse door, and let's get the ticket mouse in here to the studio. Come on in, ticket mouse. You want to jump right up there next to the microphone?
Sure.
It's the ticket mouse, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi, ticket mouse.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How about you? You been up to anything lately?
Well, I just got back from far away.
Where were you?
I was in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anything weird happen?
Oh, my goodness, George. Well, let me just tell you how I got back.
Okay.
The Secret Service flew me back to Dallas. In handcuffs. And then they just kicked my ass out of the plane with $2 and a lockpick.
You got into trouble, didn't you?
I got into lots of trouble. I didn't intend to.
Well, what happened?
Well, I was in D.C., which is, that's a whole weird story anyway.
Well, you're just visiting somebody?
No, I accidentally went there. I hitched a ride with Dana Gage from the LV Project. Because she was going up there to lobby for water safety, you know?
Yeah.
The LVproject.org, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But she was up at the ticket, and I snuck in her purse because she had some Melba toast in there. Next thing I know, I'm in Washington, D.C. So I didn't mean to, and I was in the White House and didn't even know it, and I got all loose.
Loose?
Yeah, I was running around crazy-like, and I fell down during the press conference right in front of the podium.
Yeah, you caused quite a stir. You fell into a reporter's lap and sent everybody scrambling.
Everybody was all freaked out and stiff. But that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part of being in the White House was when I fell down on Trump and Melania while they was in bed together.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. All hell broke loose. Melania started screaming, and then the president's hair fell in front of his eyes, and he jumps out of bed naked. And he can't see, so he runs right through a plate glass window.
Winder.
Sounds like a sitcom.
And Melania, she grabbed a presidential seal off the wall and starts trying to clobber me with it, and I'm running around trying to avoid it. She takes that thing, and she broke all of Martha Washington's figurines. Just slamming them down. And then Mary Todd Lincoln's glass dill collection gets
what?
Hit.
Oh, no. That's still there?
Oh, my God. It was so crazy. But finally, I got out of their bedroom, and I ran into Mike Pence's bedroom. I guess he and his wife were having, like, a sleepover with the Trumps.
No way.
And I went into their room, and there was the Vice President Mike Pence standing there in his leather garters.
Come on.
He looked like Marv Albert.
You saw something you shouldn't have.
Took off Fernando.
Hey, they had quite a scene going on. His wife was in a pony costume. I don't know what that was about.
Well, no wonder the Secret Service apprehended you.
At least I think it was Mike Pence. It may have been Anderson Cooper now that I think about it. I don't know. My vantage point's a little low.
Oh, what happened?
Whoever it was, they invited me to join them for what they called some Richard Gere action.
Okay, now.
I know what that means.
Most of this.
But
hey, by the way, is that White House just overrun with mice?
Oh, my God, Giorgio, Jeb, George. That place has so many mice.
Mices.
There's so many mices there. But it was good for me because, hey, these were fresh females for me.
That's right.
Be careful.
I mean, I've done everything around the ticket here. So, I was looking for some strange.
Oh.
And as you've told us, Me Too doesn't exist in the mouse community.
Oh, we don't have Me Too in the mouse community. That's why I can just hop up on the back of any female and in heat and just fire a few babies in there.
Ticket Mouse.
I don't even have to pay child support or nothing.
Ticket Mouse.
Oh, it's so great to be back in the ticket, though. Them brownies that Corby's been bringing to work have been delicious. I don't know what's in those things.
Make
you
feel pretty good?
Oh, I feel so good afterwards. I write better poetry, and my songwriting's better after, and everything. Really, just really opens it up for me.
Well, Ticket Mouse, since you just got back from the White House, I've got a special gift for you.
Okay.
I figured you'd be interested in
food or something
in past presidencies, and I have the...
Not that interesting.
Biography of John Adams, our second president. It's 23 volumes, and I thought
really
you'd enjoy just leafing through it.
I really don't
here.
Need that. No, Pat, please, Trey.
Ticket Mouse.
Whoa.
Did you get that, or did it hurt you? I thought you could catch
you
it.
You nailed him.
I don't know what I was thinking.
It
I don't
either. It crushed my spine.
Sorry.
It crushed it. You also hit me right in the Walkman. Sony Walkman.
I thought I heard some music blaring there for a second.
Is that what that was?
Play on this cassette tape.
Okay,
see
press
if it
play.
It still works. It works, you
I knew you were kidding. Enjoy the books.
Thanks, Craig. See you, John.
Bye. There goes the Ticket Mouse.